National Health Research Institute at Western Sydney University, who knows a fair bit about this. Hello, Jane.
Good morning.
Jane, thanks for joining us. It's not really news, is it, that men don't like going to the doctor?
No, it's not news. And I think one of the things that we look at in our research and many others have looked at is the role of masculinity in this, and that what men are expected to be strong, to not need help, to be in control. And that can mean that many men feel quite anxious if they have to go and see the doctor. They can see it as a weakness, as a threat to their masculinity. And so they're leaving health issues until they're too late to do anything about, or they can be investigated early and we can actually help men, and that men are actually putting themselves last and not doing anything about it. So I think we need to be looking at masculinity and how we might challenge those beliefs that men shouldn't be seeking help.
And yet, it's funny, isn't it? Men don't like going to the doctor, but when it comes to that epidemic of man flu, they're the first ones to put their hand up.
Well, absolutely. But man flu is often about taking to the bed and getting, particularly if you've got a female partner, getting your girlfriend or your wife to look after you rather than going to the doctor. But I think one of the other things that's quite interesting, we've been doing quite a lot of research in the cancer area and talking to men about prostate cancer in particular. And we know that that's an area where men are even more reluctant to go to the doctor because it can involve an intimate examination. And also that some of the early signs of prostate cancer are sexual changes. And men are very embarrassed about talking about that. And so there's a recent study that's shown that many men are dying because their prostate cancer is not being diagnosed early enough. And that if we actually intervene early with prostate cancer, it's a very successful treatment. But if we leave it too late, then it actually can be very life-threatening. And that, in fact, prostate cancer deaths are actually increasing. And one of the things we found is that we've actually done a lot of research in this area, and we've talked to both heterosexual men and gay men. And gay men are much more likely to go to the doctor if they have prostate cancer symptoms, or to just get checked, screened for prostate cancer. So when we're talking about masculinity, I think we're talking about heterosexual masculinity here, that there's something about heterosexual men that find it very difficult to talk to the doctor, and also particularly about anything that might be sexual.
So what's the message here is man up?
Well, or maybe man down. It's actually about think about yourself as a person, as a healthy body, and keeping your body healthy. And actually, some of those beliefs we have that it's weak to go and ask for help, actually challenge that. And they're the sorts of things that we know women, there's a lot of awareness, particularly, say, if we look at breast cancer, there's a lot of awareness about getting checked, about the importance of getting checked by the doctor, by self-checking. And so women are having breast screens, and we're actually picking up on breast cancer really early. And breast cancer, deaths from breast cancer are really reducing quite dramatically. What we need to do is to get the men with potential risks around prostate cancer learning from what women are doing and getting health checks and not seeing it as a weakness.
And the old Dr. Google playing a role in this? Do you think men are checking on their symptoms online?
Well, Dr. Google can sometimes be a good thing, but often can be a bad thing, because Dr. Google can give us lots and lots of different interpretations. So it's really important to go and see a doctor if you've got any concerns. And really, when we're over a certain age, and I have to say I'm in that category myself, once we're over our 50s or in our 50s, we do really need to go and get checks for basic things like breast cancer or prostate cancer.
Is there an element here of convenience? I mean, we're, for instance, we work early in the morning, so we're through the day, we can go off to the doctor. If you work 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, to go and see the doctor, you've actually got to take time off, don't you? And it's actually because doctors
keep a big deal.
Pretty well office hours. You can't go to the doctor late at night. You can't go to the doctor on a Sunday unless you go to a medical centre, which makes it difficult, doesn't it? You're sitting in the waiting room waiting. It's a fair chunk of time as well.
Well, that can be an issue, but I think going back to your introduction to this piece where you're saying, you know, women are healthier and women are getting these checks, many women work as well. In fact, the majority of women work.
Sure.
And so I think what we need to do is think about whether we're prioritising our own health and getting health information and health support. And yes, I think it is an issue if you work long hours and if you're working 9 to 5, but it's about actually taking time off, asking your boss, can you take, you know, an hour off in your lunch break to do it? I think sometimes we find excuses to say this is why we can't do it, and it's actually challenging some of those excuses.
All right.
Now, we might just let Jane, thank you very much for talking to us this morning, and we might just let all those blokes who just turned the radio down. Can you let know you can? It's safe now to turn it back up again because the interview is over. Thank you very much,
That's
Jane.
All right.
Professor Jane Usher from Western Sydney Uni. Interested in hearing from me because